Yes? Come in. Oh, Sister Cecile. I've not seen you in some time.
No, Mother, and I'm sorry. And now I've come about that girl from the military prison. Oh, she's driving herself to hysteria.
Ah, yes, yes. The girl, Lita.
She can't forget the man whose life she ruined. I wish you'd talk to her.
I will. But first, tell me what you know about her.
Well, she was sent to Brest to make the acquaintance of a young officer. She fell in love with him.
Oh. These children, they lose in love and think that all is lost. Bring her to me, sister.
Our radio play for today, The Blue Flame, is taken from a thrilling episode in the story The Confessions of a Woman Spy, which will be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, that remarkable magazine which has by far the largest circulation in the world. This interesting and entertaining magazine is distributed each week with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast.
Tell me, my daughter, all about it.
I was a spy, Mother. The government for whom I worked sent me to Brest, where I met and fell in love with the man I was forced to betray. The very night we became engaged, a man came to my room. Who is it?
639. Open the door.
No. No, you have the wrong room.
Open the door, Blue Flame. I will be forced to open it for you. Hurry. You want it broken down?
Wait. I will open it. What do you want? Why do you come here?
So, the Blue Flame wants an explanation. Oh. Fool, did you think you would not be watched? Did you think that because you became engaged to Le Comte, you could desert us?
You do not understand. I love him. I cannot go through with it.
You forget and control your life. And through you, the life of Le Comte, too.
No.
You will do as we say from now on.
But you told me only that I was to make friends here, that I was to become accepted in the Naval Society of Brest. And that was to be my only assignment.
And you have done well, Blue Flame. You have built the nucleus of the greatest espionage ring ever conceived.
And now you want more.
You want the plans of gun emplacement, the exact specifications of the new wireless-controlled torpedo, and the plans of the new anti-aircraft gun.
But how can I get those?
Your fiancé has access to those plans.
I will not betray André. I love him.
I do not care how you get those plans, Fräulein, but get them you will. If the Comte is so dear to you, why not try one of his brother officers?
Why?
Several are in love with you, Nine.
Yes, but I...
Perhaps it would be better to save Le Comte for the future. They may need his protection.
I do not understand.
There's another. The young Lieutenant Francois who loves you. Is it not true?
Yes, but he has only his officer's pay. Surely you do not want me to become engaged to him.
But he will do anything if you promise to marry him.
Why?
Tell him that you will run away with him. Marry him if he will get the papers you want.
Marry him? I could not do that.
Of course not. Once he has brought you the papers, you will have him at your mercy.
André would be saved. No, I could not do it.
You will do as I say, Fräulein. After you have completed this assignment, you can marry your André as you planned. Lieutenant Francois would not dare accuse the Comtesse.
But how?
There is a dance tomorrow night. Nine?
Very well. I will try. But this must be my last assignment.
You are in no position to bargain, Fräulein. Do not forget. We expect the plans within 1 week. Au revoir.
Mademoiselle Lita,
oh.
I have searched for you throughout the ballroom. May I have the next dance?
Oh, but I would much rather you would take me into the garden, Francois. I am tired of people. I want to be alone with you.
Do you mean it? Oh, Lita, can you really mean it?
Quickly, Francois, before André comes back. Who is his door here? There. At last, we are alone. And there is the moon.
Lita, I do not understand. I've wanted you so much, but I didn't dare.
Francois, you are like a little boy. I have wanted to be with you, too. But you always run away.
But, darling, you are engaged to André.
Yeah, but, Francois, he has money. Oh, it hurts me to say this to you, but sometimes laws must be sacrificed.
I understand. If there were only a way, we could leave, go to America.
Perhaps.
Would you go with me, even though I am poor?
I was thinking of something else, Francois.
Of what?
I have a friend who might help us.
Yes? I'll do anything, mademoiselle.
If you will help me, Francois, I can get you as much as 3 years' pay within 3 days. And then we can leave together. No one would ever know.
What do you mean, my dearest aunt?
I need certain documents that you can procure for me.
Documents?
I shall need them for only a few hours. Then you will have them back as if nothing had happened. And with them, a large sum of money.
Lita, you are a spy. You wish to make me an accomplice. A traitor to my country. I shall have you arrested at once.
Francois?
Yes.
What a child you are. What good will it do you to denounce me? It would be better to keep silent, my friend. Otherwise, I will say that you are my accomplice. But then...
I bid you good evening, mademoiselle. So, the blue flame paled.
You here?
Certain things have happened, Fräulein. You cannot wait longer. You will get the plans from your fiancé tomorrow.
Oh, it is impossible.
Listen to me. André has an important meeting with a cabinet officer tomorrow evening. He will probably bring the papers to his apartment. He must have them, do you understand?
But...
Besides, this young Francois may talk. You must act at once.
And if I fail?
If you fail, your fiancé will go to prison and you with him.
No.
Now, do not forget. Someone is coming. Au revoir, then.
André, is that you, darling?
Oh, Lita, what are you doing out here?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I had such a headache. I hoped you would follow me.
Oh, I am so sorry. We must go at once.
No, André, I will be all right. You must not miss the party.
No, my sweet, I will not allow you to stay. Now come, we will leave at once. I insist.
No. Oh, André, you are so fine. I must make it up to you, dear.
Then come to my apartment for lunch tomorrow. Tonight, you must rest.
Oh, darling, kiss me once before we go.
Good afternoon, mademoiselle.
Oh, good afternoon, Pierre.
Come in. Le Comte will be here in a few minutes.
He has not arrived yet?
No, mademoiselle. But he telephoned that you were coming.
Oh.
Ah, he is here now.
Oh, I am sorry to be late, Lita.
André.
Do you feel better today?
Oh, much better, darling.
Oh, I am so happy.
Pardon, monsieur, but will you want lunch served now?
No. But wait, Pierre. Lita, dear.
Yes?
I'm afraid that I have bad news for you.
Bad news?
Oui. I won't be able to stay for lunch.
Oh.
Another appointment, and an important one.
Oh, Andre.
I shall be gone 2 hours. Will you wait, dear?
Of course I will wait. I do not want to eat alone. Hurry, dear.
Oh, good. Keep the lunch warm, Pierre. We shall want it later. And that is all.
Oui, monsieur. It will be kept ready.
I'm so sorry that has happened, darling. Do you mind waiting?
Oh, of course not, Andre. Oh, you have brought me something.
Is this? Oh, no, Lita. This case contains some very important papers, plans that I must have with me tonight.
Oh.
I knew that I wouldn't have time to return for them, so I must keep the case with me.
Well, why not leave it with me until you return, André? It is a bother to carry. It will be safe here.
Will you take care of it for me?
Of course I will. Will you really be gone 2 hours, dear? I do not mind, but I will be counting the minutes.
Oh, my sweet, my precious sweet. I shall hurry. But it will be at least 3 o'clock before I can return.
Yes.
Don't wait lunch if you're hungry, Lita. I won't mind.
Really, of course I will wait. Now run. Hurry for me.
Wait. A kiss, sir. Oh, I'll be thinking of you every moment.
André, the case.
Oh, yes, of course. I had forgotten. Guard it for me, dear. It's very important. It would mean my disgrace if it were lost.
Do not worry. I will not let it out of my sight, dear Sandra.
I will be back by 3, certainly by 3:15. Au revoir, ma petite.
Au revoir. Do not hurry. I shall be all right.
And I shall be desolate until I return.
Get me the Imperial Hotel, please. Hello? Suite 703, please.
Hello?
X39?
Yes.
I have the papers. They must be returned before 3 o'clock.
Where are you?
In Le Comte's suite at the Esplanade.
I will come at once. I will knock 3 times.
Yes, but hurry. You must have everything completed before 3 o'clock.
Oh, darling. See? I am back, and it is only 5 minutes after 3.
You hurried, Andre. Oh, but I am glad you have come.
And the case, you have it?
Of course, it is there on the table.
Oh, I was foolish to leave it, Marguerite. While you had it, you were in danger. Really, I did not think.
Really, I've seen no one, not even Pierre.
The Pierre? Oh, of course, you must be hungry, my darling. We shall have lunch at once. The lunch, Pierre, will you serve it here?
At once, monsieur.
Very well. We shall have wine and celebrate. When I have delivered these papers tonight, my mission here will be complete, and then we can be married.
Oh, they are very important papers, Andre.
The fate of Europe is in that case, Lisa. Oh, if you had known what you guarded. But come, let's forget business. Tomorrow we can go back to Paris. We come in.
A message for the lieutenant from the admiral.
Here, give it me, please.
Shall I wait for an answer?
Wait a moment. No. There is no answer.
Oui, monsieur.
Is there anything in the matter, Andre?
I'm afraid there is, Lisa.
But please tell me. Why do you look at me like that?
This dispatch says that you are the Blue Flame, an international spy.
We were seized by the police. I tried to tell them that Andre was innocent.
And they wouldn't believe.
Oh, no, no. They said that he had left the plans with me to be copied. That he, too, was a spy. Because he was an officer, they were merciless.
You told them the truth, my daughter.
I did everything that was possible. It was hopeless.
Poor child.
Andre was well known. Through him, I had met the admiral and the head of the secret police. They were afraid for themselves, Mother.
And so, you and your fiancé were made to carry the burden.
Andre, more than I, Mother. You see, I have exchanged happiness and honor, all that I had, for the...
A mirror?
Why? Yes, this mirror is my badge of dishonor.
Dishonor?
It is a present the government gives to all spies as they are escorted out of the country. It was given to me as I was escorted across the frontier after I had served my prison sentence.
But what does it mean, Miss Mirren?
It is a daily reminder to me that my face is known to the police.
This story, which has just been presented to you in dramatic form, was taken from one of the many fascinating features to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that remarkable magazine which is read by more people than any other publication in the world. This vitally interesting and entertaining magazine is distributed each week with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. And now we turn you over to your own announcer. Thank you.